Part 3, a renewal. Yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day.
It's a fact of life that the moment we are born, we begin to die. But for the Christian, this is only part of the story, and not even the crucial part. When the Holy Spirit moves into our lives, He begins a massive renovation project on our souls. Day by day, He builds into us the Christ-like qualities of patience, endurance, kindness, gentleness, goodness, joy, and peace. Perhaps this is why so much of life hurts. The third person of the Trinity is busy tearing down old walls, pulling up warped floors, yanking out worn cupboards, and putting in new and wear-proof replacements sent direct from the manufacturer. He's so good at His work that every home He's ever renewed stays in perfect condition for eternity. And you know what? When He's finished, nobody ever misses the old place.
Chapter 9, Colorado Winters and Evergreen Grass. For you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and enduring Word of God. For all men are like grass, and all their glory is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers, and the flowers fall, but the word of the Lord stands forever. 1 Peter 1, 23-25.
As I write this, it's still winter. We're through the worst of it, but in Colorado, where we live, you never know when the next blizzard is going to come whistling through the mountains. We can be shooting hoops in 70-degree weather one day and shoveling out our driveway the next. And sometimes, the shift can happen in about 15 minutes. One thing about winter, it makes you appreciate spring. As I look out my window, I don't see a lot of flowers. It's hard to spot much green grass. It wasn't too long ago that we had both, and I look forward to their return. Now, however, they're either gone altogether or brown and shriveled. Not the prettiest of pictures, but a very accurate one of life in a fallen world. Maybe Peter was looking out of a window on a late winter's day when he wrote his first epistle. Maybe he was staring at a favorite spot where roses used to bloom and verdant grass once sprouted. Maybe that's what reminded him of something Isaiah had written long before. All men are like grass, and all their glory is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers, and the flowers fall. No doubt Peter looked at his own body and at the tired forms of those around him, and nodded his head that yes, indeed, the grass does wither and the flowers do fall. That's just the way it is in a fallen world. Yet this is not only a fallen world, it is also one that has been visited by a redeeming God. And that was Peter's primary focus. He may have considered his battered old body for a while, but he didn't gaze upon it for too long. He wanted to emphasize something else entirely. For you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and enduring Word of God. He recognized the weak and transient nature of physical existence, but he focused on the strong and eternal character of spiritual existence. And what's more, he called attention to the conduit through which that spiritual nature could be piped to frail humanity, the living and enduring Word of God. It's the Word of God that brings new life to our souls. To see that outwardly we are wasting away, all it takes is a mirror. It takes a different sort of mirror, the Word of God, to show us how to be renewed inwardly, day by day. God's Word is of enormous importance to both Jan and me, even though in our most difficult times, we fed from it in different ways. When I was enduring cancer treatments, it was extremely difficult for me to pick up the Scriptures and read. I didn't want to spend time in God's Word. During that awful time, Jan became my Bible. She was able to share with me what she was learning through her own trials and suffering. She read to me what I wasn't able to read myself. Those practical things helped me stay connected to God's Word and His promises. And through that, I was able to glimpse what He was doing inside me, even while an incredibly painful thing was afflicting me physically on the outside. Jan had her own struggles. There came a time when her emotions hit an all-time low, when her depression bottomed out and she was physically unable to keep up with the demands of our family. One day our kids asked Jan to go with them to the pool. and she just couldn't. She had neither the energy nor the strength. After the kids left and Jan was alone in the house, she shook her fist at God and said, "You know, this really stinks. I can't feel you. I can't see you. I don't see any evidence of you in my life, and I can't sense you. I just ought to turn and run away from you. I ought to turn back to the world. I have enough money. I could go shopping and buy myself anything I want and distract myself. Or I could take up tennis or get into clothing. I ought to turn to the world, because ever since I've been following you, it has gone from bad to worse." But as she turned to walk away from God, something happened. She realized she couldn't. She knew that the world, for all it has to offer, is temporary. The only thing with eternal value is God and His Word. She knew from experience that His Word is true. So she turned back to Him and said, "You know, this really stinks again, because I cannot run from you either. So I'm going to trust you, God. I'm going to believe that you speak the truth in your word. So please, God, please make it good." And He did. Through His word, her hope was restored and renewed, not instantly, but surely. Our experience has taught Jan and me that God keeps His promises. He is faithful to His word, and it is that word that He uses to renew us. When our emotions are out of control and we can't feel Him or sense Him, that is the time we need to rely on the firm foundation of God's Word. His Word sustains us. A verse in the Psalms captures the heart of our discovery. Psalm 119:92 says, "If your law had not been my delight, I would have perished in my affliction." We can both say a hearty amen to that. But because we have allowed God's Word to take root in the soil of our souls, we can see it bearing fruit. And the great thing about being born again of imperishable seed is that your flower never falls and your grass never withers, not even in a Colorado winter.